tomorrow's news today.
It's Tuesday, the 16th day of June, 2026, and we got another big one for you. Real big.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I got my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world. I got my ear to the ground and my eyes to the horizon and my head in the legislation and the books and my ear to the phone talking to all my incredible sources and on my knees praying to God for discernment. Let's say I got all of my antenna up, including my sixth sense, which scientists have put out new deep studies on. Your DNA is literally an electrochemical antenna receiver, transceiver. Just like I told you decades ago, they've known this forever. It's all being proven. That's coming up. Wow. Okay, so right on time, and I said this last week, they couldn't reauthorize FISA for warrantless spying on the American people, President Trump, everybody else. It's not used to keep us safe from terror. So I said last week, I said, look for some big foiled terror plots. That's what the FBI does every time they're trying to repass or pass legislation that takes our liberties. And that's what's going on. And so we wake up this morning, why, a giant plot with 20 drones to attack the White House and to drive the crowds out where the snipers were going to be waiting and killing them. And then Cobra Commander was going to come down by helicopters. And then it turns out it's a bunch of Antifa running their mouths, one guy talking about it with a bunch of feds on a message board. But Kash Patel broke it, and he's a hero protecting us, and we got to pass FISA. And to show that Trump isn't even read in on this, they keep him out of it. I know how it works. He's out saying today, oh, I don't want FISA. FISA was used to spy on me. Let's get rid of it. And the American people don't want it. They were spied on. Yeah, I was spied on with it. That's declassified for years and years and years and years and years. Of course, they didn't find anything because there is nothing. And meanwhile, his own FBI is pushing this as hard as they can. So I reached out to Kyle Serafin this morning to get his take on it. It was exactly mine, but even more expert. But let's not forget, they staged the Whitmer kidnapping. That came out in court. It was totally staged. They had just a couple potheads that they would give money to just say they were going to kidnap the governor. And you have the feds running Jan 6 and getting caught staging that. And even the New York Times has had big headlines. The terror factory, 97% of terror plots were manufactured by the FBI. It doesn't mean Antifa aren't terrorists. It doesn't mean they don't go out and hit Christians over the head when they have prayer vigils in places like Seattle and Portland and Austin. It doesn't mean they wouldn't like to do all this, but a plot with 20 drones with explosives and herding everyone out to be shot by snipers and, you know, all the rest of it, just unbelievable garbage. I love them being listed as terrorists. They engage in all sorts of low-level terrorism and burning down courthouses and things and blowing up Teslas. But, oh, and of course, they touched on every point. Oh, we got to pass FISA. It's only there for days. It expires. Or we're all going to get hit by terror. They were saying it the last few weeks, and then right on time this happens. Oh, and the manifestos on this message board, or this Discord by all these people, oh, they were also wanted to hit the capitalist and kill the capitalists, including anyone funded by AIPAC. So, oh, it's about killing Jews, of course. Now we need to pass censorship and control. Yes, yes, the false flag being set up. But again, the FBI normally doesn't actually carry through with a full actual fake attack. In 1992, they did cook a real bomb, and then the guy cooking it for the CIA and FBI recorded them saying do it and went public, so that blew up in their face, literally. But normally they just find nuts that brag about what they're going to do and then bust them before they're able to carry it out, as if a bunch of meth head Antifa were going to do this giant coordinated attack and overwhelm all the feds and police and Secret Service and military at the UFC. I mean, who buys that? This is so damn transparent.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. a squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay. Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't. Okay. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. Stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasFieldShore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run, everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife. No, sir. And now you want your money back, but you're denied, cause your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do, cause life is a lesson, you'll learn it when you're through.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are told this morning, they sat on it, of course, until the new news cycle started Monday morning, going into Tuesday morning. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. There was some leftist, communist organization. They've arrested a couple people. They were planning with up to 20 other people to launch dozens of drones at the White House and the UFC historic event. And they were going to panic everybody to run out and then have snipers mow them all down. It was all theoretical. It was all talk. If you look at the arrest information, indictment information that the feds have put out, and this matches the classic FBI modus operandi, where most of the time they don't actually go stage a real terror attack like they did the first World Trade Center bombing in 1992. You can look that up. Cooked the bomb, prepared it, let it go forward. Now, usually it's like Governor Whitmer, where they find literal homeless white potheads, tell them they're in a militia, give them tens of thousands of dollars over a year to say that they will kidnap the governor. And then they turned over in discovery hard drives, but they'd erased most of the recordings, but didn't think to write over them. So the lawyers were smart and restored the hard drives and got hundreds of hours of the FBI agents telling him, I'll give you $1,000 this week if you promise that you will try to kidnap her, at least go out there with us and stake out her house. No, I just want weed and a cheeseburger. I don't want to kidnap her. I don't even like guns. Well, I'm not going to give you any more money if you don't come to the meeting and at least talk about kidnapping her. So there have been books about it, the Terror Factory. It's well known. And you have the FISA warrantless spy on the American people set to expire this week. And on the last few weeks, they've been in Congress saying, if we don't pass this, we're going to get hit by major terror attacks. And now they're saying FISA is the reason that we stopped this warrantless wiretapping of the American people. Now, Trump, as when he was asked about this, said this morning, I didn't hear about the terror plot, but I don't like FISA. It was used on me and the American people. Yeah, it was used on yours truly and Crossfire Hurricane and, of course, Arctic Frost and all the rest of it going back to Obama. That's all been declassified. So just classically, Trump, and I'm not just defending Trump. I know the MO. I know what goes on. He is not involved in this stuff. It is these agencies around him that are engaged in all of this different type of chicanery. But I'm going to table that for now because Kyle Serafin, very smart individual and former FBI counterterrorism agent, will be joining us coming up in about 22 minutes at the bottom of the hour to talk about this. It's a big deal. In the meantime, and we have Victor Boot joining us again, the Russian military expert, can't beat his analysis. And then Mike Adams to cover the waterfront, from the AI data centers to DNA top scientist confirming major studies being a transceiver that literally picks up multidimensional information from the universe and human thought waves. Amazing developments there. We're going to get into his long-term projections and short-term projections for the economy, the world. I'm going to have Mike on for 2 hours. Don't want to miss that coming up today. So Kyle Serafin, Victor Boot, Mike Adams, and yours truly, Alex Jones, today. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. So when you tell people about that local AM and FM station you're listening to, and tell them to tell folks about it, it changes the world. Hey, the Forbidden Show's on right now. Alex Jones, here it is. When you thank that station, or when you support their sponsors or become a sponsor, it changes the world. If you're on X, and you should be, and you share the live feed for my show and other shows at Real Alex Jones and the network channel at AJN Live, for Alex Jones Network Live, at AJN Live, it changes the world. When you follow us on Rumble, at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, it changes the world. And hit your email list, your text message list, strangers, friends, family, put it on business cards. Here's the verboten, forbidden information. rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And the most important URL, the new information warfare tip of the spear, alexjoneslive.com, with all the video feeds, the audio feeds, the articles, the special reports, everything right there, updated dozens and dozens of times a day, alexjoneslive.com. Also, we have a global tyranny alert all over the planet. They're passing internet IDs in the name of protecting children. We'll also be looking at a lot of the great stuff the Trump administration is getting done that's not getting the attention it deserves, like Gavin Newsom. They've been searching his businesses and homes and his friends and family. He's extremely corrupt, very naked about the corruption. There's a bunch of other really good things that are going on for the Trump administration that we'll be getting to as well today, and a lot more. But before we go any further, let's get into the situation with Iran. Now, the reason I knew this time was different and there was a real chance at peace 110 days into this fiasco is Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and all the rest of the Israel First, Super Zionist, Greater Israel Project folks that are manipulating our elections, trying to take over the Pentagon intelligence, including federal law enforcement. They have been really upset about this deal the last few weeks and have been bombing Iran, bombing Lebanon, intensifying attacks. They have said to derail this framework. Now, it doesn't mean the war is not going to flare back up. It doesn't mean that it's a done deal, but Trump really wants it shut down. He knows Israel lied to him about intelligence. He knows that it's destroying the economy. He knows that it's extremely unpopular and they're going to lose the midterms. And so he slammed the brakes on. And the media is spinning this that, oh, Trump's a failure. He's an idiot. He got the same deal Obama got. And so the U.S. has been defeated. The real story is Israel struck first, put major pressure on Congress to support this with their foreign money, lied to Trump with fake intelligence that they fall in 4 days with domestic uprisings, when their own internal documents that have come out from the IDF said the opposite. They concurred with the Pentagon that it wasn't going to work, 92% chance. And that Israel is the author of this, the people running Israel. That doesn't mean Trump doesn't get blamed for being suckered. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be upset. But the fact that he's legitimately angry at Netanyahu, and I told you this months ago, last year, he puts on a nice face because he likes Israel itself and doesn't want Israel destroyed, wants Israel to be successful. I do too. I just want Israel to run us and be megalomaniacal and try to take over the planet and threaten, you know, Armageddon with the Samson option with nukes. I mean, I really don't like what Israel's doing and how they behave now. You know, just like I don't like what communist China does. I don't dislike the Chinese people. But It's just completely out of control. It's the communist Chinese I don't like. And so you remember 3 weeks ago, it came out that Trump, of course, as I first predicted, leaked the Axios thing where he chewed out Netanyahu. Netanyahu later admitted it. And in that conversation, Trump said, and it got little attention, you blow up whole apartment buildings to get one bad guy. Stop doing that. It's a war crime. Well, Trump has now said this on TV. POTUS tells G7 audience Israel military killing too many innocent civilians in Lebanon. You don't have to knock down an entire apartment house every time you're looking for somebody. So the good news is we're seeing real legitimate breaks from President Trump with the hardline lunatics running Israel. And we'll play that clip in a moment. But yes, Trump made a mistake. Yes, Trump got suckered into this. And it's good for us to put pressure on him and good for him to get this war to end for the innocent lives so it doesn't escalate into full regional war, potentially nuclear war, so the economy doesn't stagnate, so the recovery works. Looks like it's too little too late, but at least it won't be as bad as it was. Being engaged and letting Trump know what you think is important. A lot of people said, oh, he'll never end it. He's just a puppet of Israel. Well, he was being controlled by Israel, but once we pointed out he'd become a puppet, he's like, no, I'm not. And then we can get him to pull back. That's not worshiping Trump. That's not facelifting Trump. Because every time I talk about this, people say, oh, you're just kissing his ass. You're just saying he's doing something good. Yeah. When he starts pulling back from total war and bankrupting us and all the rest of it and Israel's war crimes, that's a good thing. And that'll help us in the midterms because I want to get good Republicans elected. They're not perfect, but they're better than Democrats by light years. So that's where I stand on that. Absolutely. I'm a pragmatist about all of this. But, yeah, they got headlines in the New York Times. Iran will enter nuclear talks feeling emboldened. They're emboldened because they didn't fall in 108.9 days. Technically, the U.S. has been in 108.5, Israel 109. They started it. They're emboldened because their plan to close the strait worked. They're emboldened because they didn't fall. But the Pentagon told Trump that was the case. And, of course, he just got mad at Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent and the Pentagon for telling him that. But at least now he begins to do the right thing. Now, Israel says they're going to attack Lebanon, and they already have been, and Iran. They hit them a week ago. But Israeli Air Force chief just said, well, they pulled off or pulled back from a major attack last week under pressure from Trump. And that's because Congress may be bought and paid for predominantly by Israel, and a lot of the state houses are. But with Trump, even if he takes a bunch of Israeli money, at the end of the day, he likes to believe he's in charge. And that's why psychologically it was important to point out he wasn't in charge so that he would then, using that psychology, do the right thing. Trump told Iranian protesters help's on the way, but the peace deal leaves the mullah is more powerful than ever, dissidents say, which I said would happen 108.9 days ago. So, yeah, this was a bad thing. Yes, it weakens the U.S. in the eyes of the world, but it would only get worse the longer we did this. Israel closed the Strait of Hormuz for their attack because Iran had passed a law last June during Midnight Hammer that they would close the strait if there was a large attack by Israel or the U.S. or both on them. It's just the facts. And I said 108 days ago when this started, I said, if the mullahs could magically be sent to Mars, if they could just magically disappear, and the Iranians could actually have a real election, I would be for it. But the CIA and British intelligence and the Israelis always try to put somebody worse in when they overthrow a country because they want to have another enemy to fight again. Like they put the head of al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, and Israel created Hamas and was their main funder. I mean, that's the reality. When Mark Levin's like, we need to stand up against the radical Muslims. We need to fight them over there so they're not over here. We went from 500,000 Muslims in the U.S. to like 14 million since 9/11. Europe went from 500,000 to 43 million. Now we fight them over there to stir them up like a beehive and bring them over here. And this is all concerted between the political parties. Now under Trump, its new policy has actually been blocking it, and that's a good thing. So Trump makes Iran great again. This is what Drudge is saying, war for nothing. And that's true. It was Israel wanted regime change, so they didn't get their goal. So for Israel, it's really a war for nothing. except they did major league damage Iran's offensive capabilities. And they did knock their nuclear program back quite a bit, along with the U.S. helping. And so, really, that's not even true. And I'm not defending this evil war, this offensive war, this economy-wrecking war, but I'm just simply calling balls and strikes. I don't think anybody can disagree with me that the statement that it was for nothing, well, the main objective didn't happen, so I guess if you don't care about that, yes, it was for nothing. But they're trying to spin this like Trump's a loser, he's a failure, so that he will try to re-engage. That's what Israel's saying. You stab us in the back. You betrayed us. No, Israel, you stabbed us in the back. You betrayed us. You knew Trump wasn't about to strike 114 days ago or so, about a week before, 4 or 5 days, 6 days before, and Trump had decided to hold back. So you hit him first to drag us in, just like the Secretary of State said. And that's wrong. Peace at last. If this is the end of the war with Iran, Trump still has plenty of work left to do. That's at alexjoneslive.com. It's an excellent article. Trump details Iran deal at G7. No nukes, conditional sanctions, and relief. Yeah, they're going to give up their uranium and down to low-level enrichment and allow foreign inspection of all that. So that's just some of the news on that front. Fox, Mark Thiessen torches $300 million Trump gift to Iran. Yeah, letting them have their own money back. They got more than $300 billion in damage just from what we did in the last 100-something days. So, yes, it's not good. Yes, it's a disaster. But it's a lot better than keeping it going. And it's a lot better than destroying the world economy. And it's good to have not just Trump, but the world awaken. Like he told Netanyahu, everybody hates Israel now because of you, Netanyahu. Yeah, and they hate us now because of you hitching your wagon to them, Trump. So that's extraordinarily positive that Trump is out publicly saying what he said to Netanyahu on the G7 stage. So here's Trump tells a G7 audience Israel's military killing too many innocent civilians, and then we'll dovetail that with a former Mossad operative, who I agree with, saying Israel has got the Epstein files, and they're probably going to throw a fit and release a bunch of stuff very embarrassing to Trump selectively, not about Trump himself, but the people in his orbit that are basically all former Democrats that now have come into his administration, like Howard Lutnick and others. So let's play those two reports back to back.
He's done an amazing job of pulling it together. He's not a Boy Scout, but he's done an amazing job of pulling it together. And he is very good with Hezbollah, does not like them. And I'll tell you what, Israel's fighting Hezbollah too long, and too many people are being killed. And you don't have to knock down an apartment house every time you're looking for somebody, because there are a lot of people in those apartment houses, and they're not all Hezbollah, that I can tell you. And I suggested to Israel to let Syria take care of Hezbollah, because to be honest with you, I think they'd do a better job of doing it. And I didn't like Syria. I didn't like where 2 hours before we're signing the agreement that there was an attack in Lebanon, in Beirut. It wasn't like in the southern side, and you know, it was in Beirut. I did not like that. I let them know that. I didn't like it, not at all. But I think that Syria, you know, he's pulled that country together amazingly quickly.
If there's a real deal between the Americans and the Iranians, and it's going towards that, Netanyahu will try to sabotage it. One of the ways he'd sabotage it is by putting out Epstein material against U.S. government officials, including Trump. And he put it out there. New material that wasn't seen before in public.
So it's not just Trump. I know that Howard Lutnick is mentioned. There are officials.
And not just Trump, other officials too, yes. And he'll try to sabotage the whole negotiation and deal that they're trying to make together.
Oh, did you know that all the former Mossad chiefs have come out against Netanyahu saying he's going to destroy Israel? Oh, did you know that almost every former top general did? Did you know dozens of them went on Tucker Carlson's show months ago before this warning of this? Israel is now carpet bombing for months southern Lebanon, 90%+ Christian, and just carpet bombing whole neighborhoods, men, women, and children, thousands and thousands dying. And the Israeli settlers, I'll get to this later, threw fits over the weekend over the peace deal and burned more of the Christian towns in the West Bank and other areas. I mean, it is a frothing free-for-all. And then these Israeli military and others, you see all the videos, and on national TV over there, they talk crap about America, how they hate Christians, and how they are basically God's chosen people. The rest of us are all cattle. And yes, it's true, because I studied all this. That's an interpretation, because I got like 60-plus big books and hundreds of others. It's just rabbis arguing with each other. They don't just have the Old Testament, folks. They've got all these other books. So whatever opinions you want from rabbis, you see the rabbis on the show we play clips saying Israel's evil and bad, and you know, Israel worked with the Nazis, you know, or the Zionists did. You got those guys. You got every flavor in there. But the ones that call us the enemy, and the ones that hate everybody, and the ones that say everybody will serve Jews or die under their Messiah, that was, I don't know, 20-30% of Judaism before. And now that's the Judaism in charge of Israel. Basically, Jewish Nazis. I mean, supremacists, global dominators, megalomaniacs, on power trips. That's why we harp on Israel so much, is because it is the most powerful lobby in Congress. It's running around trying to take over everything, and it's out of control. And you've got the majority of the other establishment Jews over there going, this is crazy, stop it. For years, just stop. Everybody's going to hate us, and we're going to bite more than we can chew, and leave it alone. I mean, Michael Savage is coming out, you know, 8 months ago saying the same thing. I mean, and he's pro-Israel. He's America first. But, I mean, he's a smart guy. I admire him. So I'm with Michael Savage, not with Benjamin Netanyahu. All right, we're going to go to break. So many new exciting things at thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley goes out and finds out whatever's the highest rated and whatever's the top rated, and they bring it to you at a discounted price. They've come out with these new premium nylon tactical belts at a super low price. These sell in stores for like $70, because I own some. And they're selling it for $39. Heavy-duty nylon webbing with smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get perfect micro-adjustable fit, whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting, or at your desk, or out on the move. And we've got three custom designs. The Cross Edition, the 1776 edition, and the Alex Jones Signature Edition. I didn't tell him to do that. I said do 1776 the Cross. It's just kind of obnoxious, my name on everything. But if you want that, you got it. It is a cool signature. And each belt is only $39.99, and it funds the operation for a limited time. Take action. Also, the water filtration is the very best. Get that right now. And there's a big sale that's about to end. 50% off on some of the best-selling products like Ultimate Life Force at thealexjonesstore.com. But these belts are amazing. We'll be right back. Thanks for your support. Here's three big announcements right now. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, in the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America, 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny to 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you really got to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. Hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com. New America's 250th birthday, limited edition, July 4th. Apparel now available. And right now, introductory, they're 30% off all apparel on the site, not just the American 250th birthday limited editions. It's only available for a month and a half. These designs are limited edition, thealexjonesstore.com. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you, because we want you to love it and be impressed with it. So we have a relationship with you. And so the only way you miss out is not getting our T3, our bovine colostrum, our ultramethylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. They're all amazing. But if you do anything, methylene blue and the water filtration system, when you take this out of the box, I've never seen, I went and checked, it's the highest stainless steel there is. And it turned out it wasn't that much more. I mean, it was somewhat more, another 30% more to have this. But I mean, it's just standalone. Nobody's got anything even close to this. I congratulations, Bigley. I am very impressed. Very, very impressed. I know a winner when I see it. And this sexy beast is going to help so many people cut out all the garbage out of their water. One of the biggest things you can do, take control of your life. And it's going to fund this operation. So I am literally in love with this. It looks like Marilyn Monroe to me right now. I forget the term when you're attracted to, like, sports cars and objects. I've never been sexually attracted to, like, a sports car, though I thought they're cool. Never been sexually attracted to... I'm actually being a little sarcastic, but I'm not. I'm actually physically attracted to this right now. Okay, this is... because I know it's going to help people. I'm being silly. Actually, kind of not. What sexy is it's great. I know a home run when I see it. And I know this is just another big victory. So thank you so much for all you and your support. And Bigley knocking it out of the park.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. Save my dimes.
Yeah, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Yeah, 409.
I would buy a brand new
409.
409. All right, so I got up this morning at 3 a.m. Couldn't sleep, so much going on. And I noticed that by the time I got coffee and took a shower and got dressed, and I did some setups so I could wake up, you know, because you can't sleep, but you're also not awake. So did like 100 setups, drank another cup of coffee, and got on the desktop, and bloop, it broke. Perfect timing, 5 a.m., massive teraplot, dozens of drones to hit the White House and the UFC, and then snipers, and they were going to herd the panicked attendees in to then have interlocking fire to take them out. And then, bloop, Fox News had it, bloop, Washington Post had it, and it touched on everything. It was all there. We got to get the Pfizer reauthorized, the warrantless spying. It's about to end this week, and they've been warning of terror if we don't. And they wanted to target AIPAC, people involved with Israel, so they got on that. So I sent a message to Kyle Serafin, just amazingly accurate and well-read and researched former counterterrorism agent at the FBI to get his take. And I said, what's your take on this? And he sent me an audio message. basically repeating everything I thought it was, but adding a lot more to it. Now he has the complaint. And is this a doozy? Now, they even have a best-selling book, The Terror Factory, and there have been articles for decades on this, that 97% or more of the terror plots are mentally ill idiots that they find, they hype up, and then they attach a huge story to it. And the Whitmer case is a great example of that because, again, the FBI turned it over to defense, wiped hard drives, but they didn't overwrite them, so they were able to re-upload it or capture it again and get the information. And it's, I don't want to kidnap anybody. I'm just want weed and a hamburger. You'll get $4,000 if you just come to the meeting and go stake her house out with us once. No. I mean, it's audio of this. So they had three trials. Two of them, the people, had to basically be set free. They finally had a third one and got the right jury and convicted some people. I mean, it's the same story over and over again with the Hatari militia. I'll give you $100,000 for the militia group if you just say we're going to someday go attack the UN headquarters. Well, sure, if they ever attack America, of course we'll have to. Boom, terrorism. So, and of course, they'll go find a mentally ill, blind Muslim cleric and say he's going to blow up the World Trade Center in 92. And then meanwhile, they hire Mohd Salam, CIA operative, who I interviewed. And the feds go, no, build a real bomb. And he goes, no. And they go, do it. So he records them saying, build a real bomb. Then they go forward with it. He holds a press conference the day of the bombing and plays the tape because they were going to set him up. So I got Kyle on to talk, but I'm just saying getting into this gives me a headache because there's so much to remember. It is ridiculous how transparent this is. Now, we didn't see in the first Trump men stuff being done for his administration's benefit or the classic FBI staging all the stuff except J6, the Whitmer thing, and things against Trump himself and his supporters like yours truly. And those documents were declassified. And they used FISA against us. Now, Trump, showing he doesn't know what the other hand's doing, was asked about this at the G7. And he said, no, I'm not for FISA. They used it on me and the American people. So, again, balls and strikes. Trump, I would say, is not behind this. This is the agency, just the bureaucracy doing it. But the real expert joins us, KyleSerafinShow.com. Follow him on X at KyleSerafin to go over this with us. And boy, can he knock it out of the park for us. I was just talking to him earlier off air. It is this complaint, or I guess this pre-indictment thing, that tells us everything we need to know. This morning, I was openly saying when I was working out with my buddy Sean Johnson, I said, I bet it's just one guy, absolutely just, fantasy land. And sure enough, here it is, and it's going to come out. The other people he was talking to, you know who they are. Almost all of them will be feds, maybe one or two other idiots. It's like a communist Antifa type guy. Kyle Serafin, this is just absolutely transparent, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah. So I did a coverage on this before we had all the facts, and I kind of gave my speculation on what it would look like because I've seen this, 40, 50 times when I was working for the FBI, and then I saw it over and over again since then. And you can kind of set your watch by it. You don't have all the details, but they'll be pretty close. This one is, Alex, it's like if you fed ChatGPT or Google Gemini and said, create me a terrorist plot that touches on all the domestic violent extremist priorities of the FBI. Add in some additional, newsworthy things that are hitting the Fox News cycle. And then let's go out there and see if we can write up a complaint on it. So here's what we got. This is the summary. There's a 19-year-old man. His name is Tyson, but it's not spelled like Tyson. It's spelled T-Y-C-E-N. I'm looking over on the complaint because I put it up on my screen here. His name is Tyson Proper, P-R-O-P-E-R. And the basic story goes something to the effect that he was acting like a weirdo. He bought a couple of guns, or he bought a gun that's an American flag printed bullpup, which is not a very serious weapon as a guy who owns a lot of weapons and spends a lot of time training with them. He bought himself some body armor. He bought himself a plate carrier. It's got some AR-15 magazine holders. They're like, they go out there and describe it. He acquired camping gear, food, ballistic plates, a new shotgun, and what they call lots of ammo, which is a couple thousand rounds, and some magazines. He spent approximately $3,000 on this. Then he quit his job. And he joined, this is the best part, a group on TikTok called Vanguard of the Old. And they are apparently, per the complaint, an ultra-religious group that's anti-technology. They don't like data centers. They think the Epstein class is a problem. They didn't like the way the rollout of the Epstein files happened. They're anti-Semitic. They're concerned about AIPAC. And
I mean,
they're anti-government. They're anti-government and anti-corruption. So if you were going to go down the list of things, so they fit into the racially motivated violent extremist group the FBI has been talking about for years, generally white supremacists, anti-Jewish stuff. They're going to fit into the anti-government, anti-authority violent extremist group, which is what they were calling MAGA, like under the first Trump administration and Biden. You're going to find this new group they've referred to as anti-technology violent extremists, people that oppose data centers in their community. So that's the big hot button. You got the anti-Semitism thing with the AIPAC. They specifically were pointing out people and going to track AIPAC. So if anybody's tracking AIPAC money, then they potentially are reading things. I'm already seeing Laura Loomer saying, I bet they're Tucker Carlson fans. That was her first column. She says, well, these five guys, how many are going to be Tucker Carlson fans? Of course, they have the militia violent extremist thing, buying plate carriers and military type stuff. And then they have this fantastical plan. They equals the guy. Oh, they're also doing another thing. They're doing a callback to Signal, which is an encrypted app, just like iMessages, by the way. If you have an iPhone and you use the regular messaging app between other iPhone users, that's also end-to-end encrypted. But it touches on a priority of the FBI going back to 2012, 2014, under Jim Comey, where they were looking for what was called the Going Dark Initiative. They were worried that people would have access to encrypted comms, and if they could just get a backdoor into all of these things, then they could stop terrorism. So you've got all the things touching all at once. Yeah, like I said, sort of fantasy. A 19-year-old guy, and the plan is this hypothetical world where they are master flyers of drones with explosives that they don't have and drones that they don't have to set up explosions that are going to funnel people down a sniper channel with overlapping fire, as you said, with people that don't have the training or experience to coordinate this. They had to show that they were physically fit. And they had to post workout videos to show that they were capable. And they tiered their terrorist operators, tier one, tier two, tier three. And only the high tiered guys could be team leaders and then also would lead the attack. So this guy that you just showed on the screen, who's a 19-year-old balding chubby guy from Ohio, who has like a couple $1,000s worth of equipment all told. You know, I've got more in one rifle than that guy has in all of his stuff. This guy apparently is a tier one terrorist team leader.
Well, let me just say, he looks like he has about a 70 IQ. Absolutely, yeah, central casting. Again, this bullpup would only be good for shooting people up to like 50, 60 yards with any accuracy, the opposite of a sniper weapon. And again, it's always the same with the feds. It was like that guy the day before the election, they tried to get to fly a drone into a power plant switching center in Tennessee, literally at 75 IQ. He was part of an Aryan religion that turned out the feds were the high priest of it and where they were getting him to go do this. And then they bust him showing up when they had the drone with the explosives, not him. So here they are. We're the leaders of this secret religious order. You go train, incriminate yourself, show yourself, tell us all about your terror, and then we grade you up the ladder here, the perfect funnel to grab mentally ill basement dwellers. And I mean, do we know how many
of them? This is what they all are. I've done two dozen plus around the country, and we probably did a total of 40 or 50 between Washington field office and the surrounding Virginia area and around the country. It's always the same. It's some guy between the ages of 17 and 30, and he lives with his mother, and he doesn't have a job of any kind of progress, and he's disgruntled, and he doesn't have that much money, and he walks to 7-Eleven with his mom's money to do these dumb things. And he's online and he's just mouthing off. He's a guy that talks about, how frustrated he is. And so he finds a group of like-minded people who end up being feds or fed adjacent. They're, recruited what they call confidential human sources. And those sources get paid up to six figures in cash by the FBI to build these terrorism cases. There's a couple of really funny things in here that are worth pointing out. Number one, Kash Patel went and took credit for this right away. He ran to Fox News, and Fox News basically published a press release on behalf of the FBI talking about law enforcement partners. Way to say it. It literally is Kash Patel's tweet. The second thing we can see is that Kash Patel rushed to be the first one to talk about it. They didn't do the normal DOJ press release. They didn't put this out through the normal channels where you go and you publish the the arrest in an official statement, and then you give people access to the complaint. The FBI crafted the narrative around this story so that the things you heard this morning, breathless coverage from Fox News, breathless coverage from all the sort of sycophantic media that wants to go out there and do it. There's a couple other really weird things in there, too. The FBI took credit, but the people who arrested this guy, it came in through a complaint that his mother or his father, it's hard to say who made the actual 911 call, but a person, mother and father, called 911 and got the Knox County Sheriff's Office to come out and arrest their son, who's 19, who obviously lives at home. And they said they were worried about it. The father gave statements to the sheriff's department about this, and then they took him into custody. And once he was in custody, and once he started talking to them, they already put him into a mental health hold. They kind of downplay it here, but they put him into a mental health facility for homicidal ideation. So they're already saying that he's got a mental health problem. So this is real classic stuff, not smart, bad decision theater.
I mean, I'll just say, looking at him, he has the serious autistic.
Yeah. There's a physiology to this that you can see just in the face and the way, like, there's something that is not 100% with this guy. I've seen this over and over again. It's either low IQ, mentally ill, or both. People who are like trauma victims, they talk a big game, but at the end of the day, they don't have the ability to carry this stuff out, or they're not smart enough to do it.
Well, I mean, a lot of times the Muslims are literally mentally retarded on welfare, and then their imam is blind and retarded as well. In the case of the World Trade Center.
Same story out of the Whitmer case, right? Like, they were talking about how these guys were near peer operators and they were going to go out there and do this crazy thing. And at the end of the day, the guy, as I said this morning on my podcast, is like, he didn't have a pot to piss in. He literally was pissing in a sink, living in the basement of a vacuum repair shop, which I didn't even know we did anymore. Apparently some towns have this. So we're talking about a guy that is not high capabilities. So the gap between aspiration, like, I want to do this crazy terroristic plot, and the ability to actually carry this stuff out, it's almost always like an insurmountable gap. So not
wait a minute, it was worse with Whitmer. I remember reading the transcripts that came out from the trial. Literally, there were more FBI agents and informants than there were members. It was all quasi-homeless, living in vans, literally going, I want money for weed. I want cheeseburgers. I don't want to attack. I mean, it's over and over again in the tapes that the FBI was so lazy. As I said, they didn't overwrite it. They just gave them hard drives that were erased. I mean, they should all go to jail for that.
The saddest thing is this, is that we had a guy in the office there before, a guy named Daniel Bongino. I helped him make a movie with Dinesh D'Souza. It was called The Police State. They made a movie about this exact thing, setting people up and trapping them for religious liberties, free speech, you know, bad ideas that you're allowed to have in America, owning guns, training with your family, being religious, thinking that people who abuse children is a problem. You're supposed to be able to have some dissent. Now, does this guy seem like he's all, you know, mentally there? Probably not. Is he a terrorist mastermind at the age of 19 as he's balding and chubby and, you know, unable to carry on any like realistic ideas and buying bull puffs that are screen printed with the American flag on him? No, he's not. He's like every other dude. He might be a little bit further down the line. And occasionally we get these guys that, you know, they don't belong in polite society because they're dangerous to themselves or others. They're not terrorist masterminds. But again, I think you pointed out at the beginning, the overall narrative is going to be this. The FBI stops terrorists. Terrorists would have killed the president and a bunch of people who went to a White House birthday celebration and a UFC fight. We need more FISA. And of course, we can't give you the Save America Act. We can't do election security. But what we can give you is more spying on Americans with warrantless surveillance. They will likely find a way to loop this ideology into either foreign money or a foreign ideology, which gives you the opportunity to give that nexus that says it's a FISA, you know, save. And they've obviously already looped in the signals intelligence part of it, end-to-end encrypted apps, signal, you know, using phones, all this kind of stuff. So that's all in the FISA territory. That's all NSA collectible. And they're going to make this about their checkboxing all of what the FBI calls domestic violent extremism. And none of these things are operational plots in reality. It's also interesting that they were going to meet in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Which I'll just give you guys a little insult. Fredericksburg, Virginia is where I did every single training and what we call FTXs or field training exercises with the FBI's surveillance teams, with the counterintelligence teams, with the counterterrorism teams, with the FBI's HRT.
Oh,
that place is lousy with feds. There are so many federal agencies that are operating.
It's probably the highest concentration on one of the highest concentrations of the East Coast. So they even to make it easy, have the few nerds they caught up, autistic nerds, incels, come right to their own training facility, probably. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, like crooks training at this Homeland Security training facility in Pennsylvania. They don't even try to hide it, Kyle. This is like,
we used to make a joke. Alex, I used to tell people, if you ever meet somebody online who agrees with all of your worst ideas, whatever the dumbest ones are, and really wants to encourage the violent ones as well, and they're willing to help you do it, and they're willing to do it for the exact amount of money that you actually have, even though the amount of money you have could not actually accomplish that plot. Generally speaking, you'll find out that they can't meet on weekends and they're only available during normal business hours because they're feds. That's what a fed looks like. A fed looks like someone that wants to work between the hours of 8 and 5, collect their pension, and they're saving America with the plots that they are actually creating. Now, there's no indication from this complaint yet that I see indicating a confidential human informant. So there's a couple of possibilities here. Either you've got something like they just indicted the Southern Poverty Law Center for, where an outside, you know, non-governmental agency is setting it up. And so you've got this group of people that funded it to be able to create it so they can show that it's there and they can fundraise on it. That's one possibility. The other possibility is there's foreign involvement. We've been told there's going to be, you know, Chinese money behind anti-data center stuff. Well, the best way you get people to crack down on the anti-data center people is to find sinks in all of your favorite things into one single plot. And then you can say, look, we've got religious people. They hate people about the Epstein files. They hate government corruption. They're mad at the Jews. Like, blah, blah, blah. You like run it down the list. That's why we need the FBI to come after them. And so you're justifying a surveillance state. The saddest thing is we had a deputy director who made a movie that was warning about this. They turned around and did exactly the thing they warned about. And I kind of feel betrayed that we were involved in that project, because I actually thought they were going to point out to Americans, this is the reason why you take this tool away from the FBI. And instead, they're out there just reaffirming it.
Well, that's the thing about Patel and Bongino is they ran around as eloquent as you, doing hundreds and hundreds of shows showing they had maximum understanding of all of this, just like we do. We're like, they're our peers. We know they know what they're talking about. Then suddenly, they're like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. They know nothing. In June of last year, they do 180 on us. Everybody sees it. And so we understand that, but very astute of you, because I forgot to point this out. You don't, most of the time, the feds come in later phase, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and a bunch of other NGOs they've got under it, they go out and recruit and find the people, get them set up and ready, then the feds come in. That's how this works. Now, a new complaint off another one they arrested, this one in Nebraska just came in. You probably haven't had time to see it yet, Kyle, but here's another one that just came out. Can't wait to go over this, Kyle.
Yeah, if you guys want to send me the link over in the back channel, I'll take a look at it too. But the odds are, and this is what we keep finding out, we're going to see this whole plot unveil. They found like 23 people in a signal group, okay? So again, that plays great into signals intelligence collection. That's the NSA's world. That's what the FBI got in 2016 from the Obama administration. So we should call it out where it is. And maybe it's worth kind of just doing a rehash for people to understand where this came from. So I did this morning. I'm going to try and do it in kind of a tight and succinct way. We had an evolving definition of national security over the history of the United States, but 9/11 was a turning point in a very specific way. After 9/11, they went from saying that we need to make sure that we keep Americans safe from, you know, whatever threats to the Constitution that would stop our way of life. And when you see what they've done since 9/11, they've basically grown from a foreign focus on foreign terrorism to a domestic focus on foreign ideologies and terrorism. And then when they ran out of all those things, the self-affirming piece of the FBI said, we are going to find domestic violent extremists. We're going to create the category. We're going to define things to be threats. And kind of like the Holy Roman Empire is neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. You've got domestic violent extremists that basically have nothing to do with violence or extremism necessarily. They may hold mainstream positions, but we're going to define it to be a threat. And that gives us a reason to exist and to surveil them and to look into it. And occasion, and they're going to push it along the lines where we've given them all the means and motive and opportunity. We've given them enough rope to hang themselves. And as they do that, then they go and say the wrong thing to the wrong Fed at the wrong moment when they need a PR win, and then you launch it. And so we saw this in December.
Let me stop you again. I just sped scanned this, just read it really fast. This is the Israel heavy one where they thought Netanyahu was going to be there. They were there to kill Netanyahu, and they talk about signals intelligence and intercepts. This is, like you said, all tailored. And then you have Larry Fink and all of them saying, oh, they're getting ready, the domestic terrorists to attack the data centers. It's all about that. I mean, this is literally written to sell their agenda. This is beyond transparent.
It's like a, you know, like I said, you got to be kidding me thing. If you look at paragraph 6 of the indictment we're looking at for Propter, it says that they were doing missions and recon. So there you have your militia violent extremist tie-in. This was something that was really big under the Biden administration. They didn't want people who own guns. And this is when they were highlighting that veterans are a problem because they've got training and experience and capabilities. So you have that bit. Then you have the guys that are like the pro-America sort of militia groups, the Boogaloo Boys or whatever else they want to paint as being a problem. And at the end of the day, you're allowed to have guns. You're allowed to train. You're allowed to have ideas that you don't like our government corruption. You should be able to be anti-government. That's literally what the founding fathers were. They said, we have a system of government. It is not currently serving the people. So we think something should happen about it. And you've been talking about the spirit of 1776 for literally years. We had Vivek Ramaswamy wearing American flag or Texas t-shirts, you know, walking out saying the same thing. We all had that rhetoric from the political right in 2024. And you watch the Biden administration criminalize it. It turns out you didn't change the personnel at the FBI. They're still running the same playbook. They're still running the same ideology. So they're going to frame this as anti-Israel to get the Zionist people from Fox News to be excited about it. You're going to have it be an FBI win because Kash Patel says they're going after freedom. They're going after the UFC. They're going after Trump on his birthday for the 250th or whatever. But all this stuff is the same thing. It's just repackaged
garbage.
Well,
that's right. That's right. It's also it's a target for Trump. We have the video. Do 5 more minutes with us. We'll play it. Trump was asked about this morning. He goes, no, I'm against Pfizer. They spied on me. They spied on American people. It's also an audience of one for Trump. Kyle Serafin, where's the best place? You do 5 more minutes with us after the break, but you've got on X, Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafinShow.com. Where else do people find your show and all the work you do?
Yeah, KyleSerafinShow.com will take you to Spotify. That's where you can download if you want to take a listen. Today's show is particularly it's particularly historical, talking about how this has evolved. We got into the deep, how it's worked, how it's evolved over the years, and the things that I've seen on there. And I've been in cases where this is the one that they always go, this is the big one. What's almost always the case is that the FBI is the one setting it up and drawing it, or the second piece of it is the FBI comes in on the tail end because local law enforcement interrupted it up front.
That's right. Just stop there. We got to go to break.
Local law enforcement doing what they do.
We got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes ahead of Victor Boot. We come back in 2 minutes. And generally when they wind up something like this, there's going to be more setups and more to come. This is building towards something, I believe, especially if they don't pass FISA. Stay right there. Back in 2 minutes. Briefly, I can't run this operation without you. I am funded by you. I need your support. We bring you the coolest products, the very best water filtration, highest rated filters, the most beautiful high quality stainless steel at prices way below people selling crap. That's at thealexjonesstore.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we have super high quality in-demand premium nylon tactical belts available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. Similar belts sell for like $70 all day in stores. So I bought one for that. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with smooth automatic ratchet buckle, no holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working out, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or out on the move. And we've got 3 great limited edition belts, the Cross Edition, the 1776 Edition, and the Alex Jones Signature Edition, all at thealexjonesstore.com. And we also have a deal ending right now, upwards of 50% off on things like Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Cardiovascular Booster, and more. The very best ultramethylene blue, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel. We now have a limited edition America 250 anniversary t-shirts and ball caps that are some of the best designs yet for America's birthday, 250 years old. That's on the site as well. These are some of the best designs ever, and they're limited editions, only available in June and July. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back with Kyle Serafin in 2 minutes about what he believes is coming next. Stay with us. It took him 2 years to do it. When Bigley came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Alex Jones Network and the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent him the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, 3 or 4 that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better. And I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years. They did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you, so... your word of mouth for the show, alexjoneslive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, alexjonesapp.com, following us on X at Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. and we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it. So we have a relationship.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.